If you happen to find yourself 18 metres under the sea off the coast of Florida in the USA, then you might come across Aquarius, the world's only underwater research habitat. And it's here, deep down under the water, that NASA is giving people stress tests to help astronauts way, way up in space. The idea is that astronauts will be able to do a 3-minute test on themselves to find out when they're feeling too stressed. You'd think they could tell that for themselves, but apparently not. Dr. David Inges is Professor of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, and he works for NASA.
Spaceflight itself is extremely demanding. They work incredibly hard. The risks to them are considerable, from radiation and the hostile environment. They also experience the very tight confines of small spacecraft, and the consequences of a human error are very great. So part of what we're trying to do here is develop ways that we can quickly identify objectively what the condition or status of an astronaut's brain is, and then give them feedback on what their overall capability is and whether that has changed at all.
Is it no good for them to just decide for themselves whether they feel stressed or tired?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Why don't people just know that, how they're doing? It turns out that even when the most motivated people are engaged in very challenging activities for prolonged periods, that it becomes increasingly difficult to know subjectively whether you're performing at your very best. You may be trying your very best, but actually performing at your very best can be deceptive. And even a small then effect on performance can be amplified when you're doing a mission-critical task like a docking or something. So people really do need the feedback to help them. And we expect someday that there may be things, whenever you're doing certain safety-sensitive tasks, you may actually get feedback from the machine as to how you're doing.
So you're actually going to test this underwater. How will that work?
They're living under the ocean, 60 feet down, in a facility called Aquarius, which is basically a kind of submarine anchored to the ocean floor. It's the only facility like it in the world, and it is routinely used by NASA to put astronauts in it and have them live in a simulated space-like environment. What they do is complete this 3-minute test called the self-test at specific times of the day, first thing in the morning, before and after a strenuous activity. And then they get feedback on how they're doing. And the feedback they get has to be so compelling that they'll take it seriously, and they appreciate that it's measuring something that they don't always consciously control, in this case, the speed of their nervous system, or what is simply defined as their basic visual reaction time.
So you could give them that feedback. You could give them that feedback, and they'd know that they, you know, weren't doing quite well enough, and you'd give them something to do about it, would you?
That's correct. And in fact, one of the goals of the self-test we're developing is to develop an interface that will inform them how are they doing compared to themselves when they're optimal, what is the nature of the change in their performance, and are they overly impulsive now? Are they reacting slowly? Are they lapsing? Are they highly variable? And then armed with that information, the computer would recommend what they ought to do next.
So if they are up in space and they take the test and they find that they are stressed, what can they do about it?
Well, that is the golden question, because in the end, individuals will still have to decide what they need to do. We can make suggestions on what we think the nature of the impairment is due to and what they might try. So on a given day, an astronaut may decide, you know, I just can't seem to keep my performance on the self-test up to where I'm at. I'm off by 20%, and I haven't been getting nearly enough sleep, so I'm going to get more sleep.
So could you see a day when this could be useful for all of us, and we could all, you know, sit at home and test our stress levels and see how we're getting on?
I really do, because, in fact, we've already begun testing this in people who are engaged in threat detection tasks. We've tested it in truck drivers and operators over the road, and people do seem to respond fairly favorably to getting information like this. The real trick becomes what do they do about it once they get information that they're impaired, and how do you maintain the privacy of that information so they can use it in a constructive way and not a destructive way? But I do definitely see a day when machines are going to continue to feed us information and help us maintain performance.
Dr. David Inges on the stress tests at Aquarius.